With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. European leaders will join Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky for his crucial meeting with President Trump tomorrow. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, head of the EU's executive branch, posted on X that, quote, "At the request of President Zelensky, I will join the meeting with President Trump and other European leaders in the White House on Monday." Military affairs analyst Robert McGinnis says if the Russia-Ukraine ceasefire talks are going to go anywhere, three steps are essential.
We need to lock in an enforcement mechanism. In other words, there need to be neutral observers. We need to have intelligence available, oversight technologies in place that are agreed to by both parties.
Putin's visit to Alaska, his first to the U.S. in 10 years. President Trump is putting his personal stamp on the Kennedy Center and its annual awards program. We get more on that from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Earlier this year, the president installed himself as chairman of the famed Kennedy Center and replaced the board with his supporters. This past week, he personally announced the recipients of this year's Kennedy Center honors and revealed that he will host the ceremony in December. Donald Trump has complained of a woke agenda at the Kennedy Center and in D.C.'s cultural institutions, including the National Endowment of the Humanities and the Smithsonian Museums. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hurricane Aaron has been downgraded to a Category 3 storm. Tropical storm warning in effect for the Turks and Caicos Islands as winds and heavy rain hit the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. Aaron, the first Atlantic hurricane of 2025, reached Category 5 before weakening. The National Hurricane Center says today that Aaron had maximum sustained winds of 125 miles per hour at last check. This is SRN News. A historic synagogue in the Ukrainian city of Odessa has been badly damaged by a Russian drone strike. The synagogue was built in 1898 but had not been actively used by the local Jewish community since the Soviets shut it down in the 1920s. Rabbi Moshe Asman says, quote, "This sacred building served as a place of prayer, hope, and spiritual strength for the Jews of Odessa. Once again, we witness how war affects not only people but also holy sites and our historical memory." Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the ensuing war has resulted in the devastation of a number of synagogues and churches across the country. Another country will unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state. Australia will join France, the United Kingdom, and Canada in granting the Palestinians' aspirations at the United Nations General Assembly next month. Israel opposes the move, arguing that any such state must be the result of negotiation between itself and the Palestinians and cannot be unilaterally imposed. This is SRN News. Target and a beauty shop have mutually agreed not to renew their partnership.
Target and Ulta Beauty are parting ways, ending a partnership launched in 2021 that created in-store shops filled with beauty products at hundreds of the discounters' stores. According to a joint release issued Thursday, the companies said they've mutually agreed not to renew their pact, which concludes in August 2026. Until then, the Ulta Beauty experience at Target will continue in Target stores and on Target.com, the release said. Ulta is currently in 600 of Target's roughly 1,980 stores, according to a Target spokesperson. Keith Peters, Washington.
The Bayeux Tapestry, a medieval masterpiece depicting the Norman invasion of 1066, is moving to the British Museum in London for an exhibition for about a year. It normally resides in Bayeux, Normandy. It hasn't been to England for 1,000 years. This is SRN News.